There was a time when Hannah was very distressed. Her heart was overwhelmed. She wanted a child, but she was barren. But what did she do? The Bible says that she poured her soul out before the Lord. That is the answer, my friend. We must go to Jesus, seek His face, and we will be found of Him. Go to the rock that is higher than I.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
It is wonderful having you with us today on Truth and Fact. We are in Psalm 61, and verse 2 says, "From the end of the earth I will cry to you when my heart is overwhelmed." And perhaps right now you are going through some kind of difficulty in your life, and perhaps your heart is overwhelmed. What do we do? What is the answer? Well, I would like to take a look at Hannah. Here is a woman that desires to have a baby with all of her heart. This is what she desires more than anything in this life, just to have a baby. But the Bible says that she was barren. She couldn't have any children. In fact, in 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 10 says, "And she was in bitterness of soul and prayed to the Lord and wept in anguish." That's right, my friend. She's in great anguish. Her heart is overwhelmed. She's troubled. She weeps. She cries. She can't eat. She was in bitterness of soul. She's a woman with a sorrowful spirit. In fact, in verse 15, it says, "But Hannah answered and said, 'No, my Lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor intoxicating drink, but I have poured out my soul before the Lord.'" Let me ask you, what did Hannah do in her sorrow? What was it that was so significant that she did in her grief? What did she do when her heart was overwhelmed? Well, the Bible says this: she poured her soul out before God. She didn't quit. She didn't give up. She didn't shut life out, but rather she cried out to God. She poured her soul out to the Lord, all of her grief, her pain, her agony, all her distress, all her troubles and sorrow, all her anguish. She poured it out before the living God. And it was in that brokenness and pain that God heard her cry. It was in that bitter pain and sorrow that God reached down and touched her. It was in her anguish that God answered her prayer, and God gave her a son that would be one of the greatest prophets of Israel, my friend. You see, in David's distress, he too cried out to God. David said, "Hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer." David prayed. David cried with a heart that wanted God. "Oh God, attend unto my prayer. Hear me, answer me, help me, come to my cry." In other words, there was intensity to his prayer, to his cry. It wasn't done with just a monotone unfeeling. No, there was passion in this. It was like Bartimaeus crying out to Jesus to heal him. He said, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." And it was in that desperate cry that God touched him. It was like the woman who had an issue of blood for 12 years. She strived with everything that she had, pressing through the crowd and touched the hem of the garment of Jesus. There was a desperate desire within David for God to hear his prayer. And it was in this great and troubled journey of our life that God does something great within our heart. My beloved, I believe that we're living in such a time of great turmoil. These are the end of times, without a doubt. Jesus is coming soon for his church. But there are great distresses all over the world that are seemingly becoming worse. Paul said, "But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come." The word perilous means harsh, dangerous, difficult, painful, grievous. I would say that clearly describes the day that we're living in right now. There are many people that cannot handle the stresses of life, that are turning to drugs and alcohol, antidepressants. Many have turned to thievery, robbery, murder. Many have committed suicide. What is the answer? The answer is to turn to Jesus. Let us do like David and cry out to the rock that is higher than I. Let's do like Hannah and pour our soul out to the Lord.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.